AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Officials say Iran has offered to reopen the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade and the war ends. But the proposal would delay discussions on Iran's nuclear program. President Trump seems unlikely to accept the offer, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio appeared to rule out any deal that excludes Iran's nuclear program. Meanwhile, U.S. and Israeli airstrikes have crippled thousands of factories in Iran, with the damage rippling through the country's economy. Hundreds of thousands of Iranians have lost their jobs, with millions more at risk. Most damaging, Israeli strikes knocked out most steel and petrochemical production, driving up the prices for metals and plastic and threatening wider sectors. Things could get worse under the U.S. blockade. Preservationists are moving ahead with their lawsuit against President Trump's planned $400 million White House ballroom after declining the Department of Justice's request to withdraw the complaint following Saturday's shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Trump and other conservatives have renewed calls for the ballroom, arguing the attack exposed the difficulties in ensuring presidential security at large events outside the White House grounds, and urging the National Trust for Historic Preservation to drop its lawsuit. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there are constant discussions about better ways of protecting the president.
There will be a meeting early this week convened by the White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles with top DHS leadership, members of the United States Secret Service, and our own operations team here to ensure the safety and the security of the president as we do have many of these major events moving forward. So we're always monitoring operations and procedures, always asking the tough questions to ensure the president is safe.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The woman accusing former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein of rape in New York has taken the stand at his retrial.
Jessica Mann said nothing while leaving a Manhattan courtroom Monday.
How did it go in there?
Inside, she told jurors former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein got her and a friend into his L.A. hotel suite in 2013 by telling them they could star in Vampire Academy. Once there, she says he forced oral sex on her in the bedroom. Mann said she doesn't know why she didn't scream for help and at the time was too embarrassed to say anything. She also said he told her, "My friends go far, my enemies don't step a foot in this town." Weinstein wasn't charged, which Mann says was a prelude to him raping her at a Manhattan hotel. This is her third time testifying against Weinstein. He denies all charges. Testimony continues Tuesday at criminal court in Manhattan. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.